This episode of the Reading With Your Kids podcast is brought to you by readingwithyourkids.com/epic.
On the line for one of my favorite parts of the world, beautiful New Jersey. He is the author of a great new book called Buddy and Bee. Please welcome to the Reading With Your Kids podcast, Len Saunders. Len, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you on. We're talking a little bit about New Jersey and the fact that it's a beautiful place. Sometimes it gets kind of a bad rap, but it really is beautiful. It's diverse. There's all sorts of, you know, the state is, there's mountains, there's beaches, there's the pine forest, there's cities, and it's just the whole world is there in terms of ethnicities. It just really is a great, diverse, vibrant place.
New Jersey is a great place, very diverse. I grew up in northern New Jersey where I would jog over the George Washington Bridge and go into New York. And now I live more in south central New Jersey where I can actually go to a boardwalk within minutes and be by the ocean. So it's just a beautiful, diverse state with a lot to offer, great people, and a fun place to live.
Yeah, absolutely. And Len is a real kind of Renaissance man. He's an exercise expert, but he's also written this book, Buddy and Bee. It's a little bit different. It's talking to kids. It's a great way to talk to kids about the circle of life. Why don't you tell us more about it, Len?
Okay. Well, as a child, I had a pretty tough upbringing, I would say. My father had passed away about 8 months before I was born. Oh. Never really had the opportunity to meet him. So growing up fatherless was a tough thing to overcome. Mm-hmm. And I had to get a lot of self-defense mechanisms, I guess, to cope with the world and deal with it. And I guess get over my jealousies of, you know, families who had a father, mm-hmm. and things like that. And as I get older right now, I'm a teacher. I write books on the side. And I do work with a lot of children, and I've had some children who had to overcome the same things. And an idea came to me that why not write a book about this to help kids who maybe have lost a parent, or even, you know, parents who have gone through a divorce and, you know, the child doesn't see the parent as much. So I wrote this book called Buddy and Bee, which actually it talks about the circle of life, but in a gentle, caring, loving way. Mm-hmm. And when I was a young kid, I used to watch the leaves fall from the tree. And I always thought it was so sad that, okay, the leaf fell from the tree, but was that leaf's life completed? Was it over? And, you know, was that symbolic of what my life was with my father, how he wasn't there? And I realized that sometimes the circle of life means, you know, something can come back in a different form. When a leaf goes to the ground, it deteriorates and it can turn into soil and nourish the tree. Mm-hmm. And that idea transformed into Buddy and Bee. It's a story about two friends, a bird named Bee and a leaf named Buddy. And the bird builds a nest on a tree, and the leaf starts to bloom from the tree, and they become friends, and they go through the seasons together, and, you know, from spring to summer to fall, and then, you know, falling at the beginning of winter. Mm-hmm. And the bird has to watch her friend, the leaf, fall from the tree at the end of the book. Mm-hmm. And but the circle of life takes over where the tree, you know, is there, but the leaf nourishes the tree, mm-hmm. in the future where a new bud cup forms on a tree in the fall. Mm-hmm. So it kind of just talks about the circle of life. And the book is this, it's really a tribute to my mom and dad, I guess, because the bird is my mom, but mm-hmm. the leaf is my dad. Yeah. And it's just how my life was as a child. And the book will bring happy tears to your eyes. It's not going to talk about death at all or anything like that, but it'll bring a happy tear to your eye at the end. And it's been getting great reviews, and the artwork is just gorgeous in the book. The artist is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I think people will really enjoy it.
Yeah. You know, I imagine, and I know as I travel around doing educational magic shows at schools, and oftentimes it's amazing. There are these topics that are real important to talk about with kids, but they're difficult, and there are a lot of parents who'd rather just, no, don't mention anything about that to my kid. I don't care. I don't want my kid to deal with that. I have to deal with it. And certainly the circle of life is one of those things. And I think it, I don't think it's healthy not to talk about these things with our kids. It's hard. It's challenging. But it's really important, because it is a part of life and it's something that we all have to deal with. And I think this is a great way to sit down and talk to our kids about this, whether they've suffered a loss or are going to suffer a loss because a loved one is sick, or if they're just, you know, a regular kid, and you know, to help that kid have some empathy for others.
Yeah, and it's, you know, for me, I'm an open book, and it sounds like you are as well, mm-hmm. where you just know that communication is really the key to happiness at times. And if you think about it, many of the kids today, they're glued to the TV or the computer screen or the cell phone or video games. And, you know, the art of communication is slowly disappearing. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's important to open up doors for kids and be able to communicate with them and talk to them about anything and let them know that they can talk about anything with you. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole message behind this book is to get that dialogue started. And, you know, I got an email. I sent my publisher a letter, an email today, because I got a great letter yesterday from a parent saying how the book really helped her daughter go through a rough time, and it really made sense with her. And she said she sleeps with the book at night. Wow. And I just thought that was so cute. And then mom said to me, you know, why don't you make plush toys to go with the book, because they would need something to sleep with. And I say, you know what? I never thought about that, but it was just—it was cute that she said she slept with the book. It gave her like a little security blanket at nighttime. And I was like, you know what? If that's the one great story that came out of this book, and there's no others, I feel rewarded enough because, yeah. You know, I'm not writing the book to become a millionaire. In fact, I'm donating money to charity from the books, and I've been doing that with all my books lately, where I raise money for the Boys and Girls Clubs or St. Jude. I just want to be able to help children, and that letter really touched a place in my heart, I guess. It made me feel like the book was successful, and I'm happy about that.
What a neat thing for us to relate to our kids that, you know, that this author has created this book for you. The author has created this book for you, for me and you to sit down and to talk about this and read this and experience it together. What a beautiful gift that the author did for you.
And the funny thing is that the book is a picture book, uh-huh. but it's really for adults as well. Sure. And that's the thing, too. Like, I went on Amazon, you know, I try not to read the reviews there too much because, you know, you never know what people are going to write. Uh-huh. Thankfully, the reviews have been great, but there was one review there from a grandfather. And I'm waiting for him to write in a review. He read it to his grandkids. He wrote that he bought it for himself. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And he wrote how he loved the book, mm-hmm. and it really moved him. And, you know, so it's definitely touching a positive chord with people. And that's reward enough for me when I see things like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I agree. I agree with what you said.
Yeah. Well, it is, I think it's really, really important for us to talk about these different things with our kids, because as much as we can, as diligent as we might think we are in terms of trying to hide our kids and protect our kids from these difficult subjects, our kids are going to be exposed to them. And we'd much rather have us lead our kids through these difficult topics than to, you know, allow the popular culture or, you know, the fifth grader down the street to kind of, you know, deal with this stuff with the kids. It's not only our responsibility, but I think it really is a beautiful gift for us to teach our kids about these things.
And the thing is, and building on that, I'm a firm believer that adults are the number one role model for kids and parents, especially for their own children. And you know, we lead by example, and I think that if we share our stories with what we had to deal with in our lives, whether positive or negative, I think that's going to only benefit the child. And for me, you know, I'm a dad, and you know, I love, you know, talking with my kids about different stories. But at the same time, if I could tell stories to kids through books, it's just such an amazing feeling to know that you're having a positive, I guess a positive outlook for these kids and something to strive for, not to be afraid of certain things. And, you know, I told you I work in a school, and the librarian in my school was crying the other day reading a book to her class, and I walked over. She was reading the Buddy and Bee book to the class, and she was crying, and I said something to her later on, and she's like, you know what? She says, it's the fourth time I cried today because of your book. She goes, but it's a happy cry. And I said, that's okay. But all day long, the kids are like, did you see her crying? I'm like, yeah, I saw her. Yeah. But you can express yourself through literature, and it's just a wonderful thing, and it's therapeutic for the author as well.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if any of those kids went home and said to their mom and dad, Mrs. Saunders made the librarian cry today.
You know what? You're probably right. Obviously, you work with kids because you know very well that, you know, sometimes the stories are not as they appear. But, yeah, I'm sure there's probably a bunch of them that did that. But that's okay. That's okay.
It is okay because hopefully the parents will make a phone call and go, what's Mrs. Saunders making the librarian cry about? And then once they get the whole story, then it's like, ah, well, let me sit down with my kids and talk about that then.
Yeah, no, they know. I've been here for over 30 years. They know my personality already. But yeah, it's cute though.
Yeah.
The kids just say the funniest things.
Absolutely. Well, as I said, you have a whole lot of books, and you have a great website. If folks want to learn more about you and what's going on, where's the place they should go on the internet?
Okay, well, first of all my books are available on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is search for my name, Len Saunders, and it'll come up under the book category. But I have a website as well for all the books. It's called ilovetoexercise.com.
ilovetoexercise.com. You must have got that early in the internet years.
Yeah. I bought a whole bunch of domain names, but I did love that one because I do a lot of things with kids and exercise and some national programs. You know, I have millions of kids participating in some programs that I do. So, yeah.
Great.
That's a good domain name to have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So make sure you check it out. ilovetoexercise.com, and make sure you, check out Buddy and Bee, B-E-A, Buddy and Bee, a great, great book because it gives us a chance to talk about something that's very important with our kids. Hey, Len, I'm so happy that you joined us today. Is there anything that's in the pipeline right now that's going to be available in the future for kids?
I'm writing another new children's book that I'm just in the pitching stage right now.
Uh-huh.
But it's a book that's going to help teach kids about respecting those people who are different than us. But it's about a mouse with, regular four legs, but one leg is just a little bit shorter than the other.
Uh-huh.
And some obstacles that he has to deal with. But it's a cute little adventure that I think people will like.
I loved it. You know, one of the great things about books, I think, is that it really helps our kids, helps a reader develop great empathy. And
I think so.
Yeah. And you know, just in, as you were talking about at the beginning of the interview and talking about growing up without a dad and having to deal with some kids saying mean things to you about that. And it's, you know, you would hope that your kid would grow up to be empathetic, but it just doesn't happen automatically. It's something that we have, as human beings, we have to learn. And
right.
Doing it through story is a great way to learn.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, Len Saunders, the wisdom and the driving force behind ilovetoexercise.com and the author of Buddy and Bee. I want to thank you for being here on the Reading with Your Kids podcast.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed myself.
Oh, I am very, very excited for you to join us on the next edition of the Reading with Your Kids podcast. Ellen Jenny Watkins is going to be here. I had an amazing conversation with her. You do not want to miss it. Hey, I want to thank Len Saunders for the amazing conversation we had today. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for taking the time to read with your kids, to take that first step and starting a conversation that is going to last a lifetime. And what a beautiful lifetime it is going to be. Remember, I'll be looking for you in the next edition of the Reading with Your Kids podcast.